A Family of Failed Magicians by Nicholas Belardis. Narrated by Matt Brown. Sound mix and music by Landon Belardis. Music also by Jordan Belardis. Luis Luna wanted more than anything to become a magician. Unfortunately, he was instead made assistant to a potions master by the name of Mr. Thandanica, who recently informed Luis of an appointment in Darkwoven, a city of magicians hidden somewhere in the clouds, or perhaps deep underground. Enter Mr. Thandanica, barefoot in a white tuxedo, cane in hand, his opaline beard reminiscent of effervescent fishbones, leading the way onto City Street number 33, where he told his new assistant, "It is said more than half of all magicians reside within the buildings and narrow streets of Darkwoven." Luis moved quickly into the crowd of city workers, merchants, not to mention all those elbow to elbow in robes, cloaks, wintry suits, rags, pointy shoes, and pointed flops. Everyone a magician, Luis assumed. Before he could have another thought, laughter whooshed over his head. A girl no older than 8 on a broom was chased by 2 boys also zipping along. "Broom bats!" Mr. Thandanica shook his cane. Luis marveled at not just the broom-riding children, but the city itself. All the street sellers, magicians coming and going, storefronts hosting all kinds of magical wares, and street kiosks with barking salesmen, including a man in overstarched pinstripes who grabbed Luis by the elbow. "My friend, allow Nebulous Sam to get you fixed up with a brand new glass wand. You'll be mesmerized." "You want to be mesmerized, don't you?" "I wasn't exactly looking," Luis said, pulled to a bubbling streetside furnace where Nebulous Sam grabbed a bright green completely glass wand. Liquid bubbled inside. Nebulous Sam whirled the freshly made wand under Luis's nose.
"Top of the line Winderhauser. Filled with 100-proof magic extract, just out of the factory. Now look at this."
He spun around.
"You could turn yourself invisible, levitate a potted plant, or destroy someone's wig with an entire plague of frogs. Your choice. Go ahead, give it a whirl."
He held it out. Mr. Thandanica shoved Nebulous Sam aside. "That's enough! If he wants to knock a broom bat out of the sky, he'll use a stick." The potions master pulled Luis into the crowd. "Glass like that might turn you into a horny toad while you're on the pot. Let's not forget our appointment." Luis followed Mr. Thandanica onto a cobbled alleyway that wasn't 15 feet at its widest. A small brass sign indicated that they'd just entered Rope Street. No children laughed here. Only darkness and gloom. Lanterns hardly flickered as they passed doorways. In one entryway, a woman with eyes like fireflies held a bowl of brackish liquid.
"Come now, tip a finger," she whispered. "One taste and you'll wish you had the dark blot for your mixtures. You'll see shadows from the between."
Luis reached for the bowl. Mr. Thandanica swatted his hand. "She's lying! You'll hear voices, see shades! You'll want for more, we must press on!" Just a few yards ahead, Luis walked straight into a shirt hanging midair. Hundreds of clothing items hovered in the alley. A sign read, "Rope Street Laundry, since 1910.
"Hey, watch yourself!"
came a voice. Then something dark swooshed over their heads, and another. Luis and the potions master ducked.
"Fly respectfully!" Mr. Thandanica swatted the air. "Ridiculous soot sweepers! Broom bats! Laundry magpies!"
Luis bumped into a pair of hovering trousers.
"Half of the workers here have the dark blot running through their innards," said the potions master. "We must double our pace."
Soon the alley exited in front of an extremely narrow building, 3 floors high, made of gray stonework. If this were a school, Luis thought, it was lonely the way it crawled. crouched like a terrified creature huddling in a mire of forgotten architecture.
Should we ask for the headmaster?
Lewis asked. We wait, said Mr. Thandanica, quiet and listening. Lewis grumbled.
I don't see why you don't just enroll me right away. My grandfather,
Mr. Thandanica puffed his cheeks out.
Are you even listening to me?
Lewis demanded.
Of course I'm listening, said the potions master. There's just this problem of truth.
Lewis's hands started to sweat.
What truth?
All right, Mr. Thandanica coughed. You, my protege, are from a family of failed magicians.
Failed?
Lewis groaned.
My grandfather was highly decorated. It is known fact.
The potions master nearly laughed.
I'm afraid not a single member of your family could turn a toad into a toad. They've been kicked out of schools, banished from magical societies. The curse has followed you, Lewis. In fact, I'm afraid you're not worthy of chasing those infernal broom bats.
Lewis's mouth went dry. Vessels constricted to the point of blurred vision as the reality hit him. He would never wield a wand, ever. As his knees gave way, he sat on the steps, awaiting his appointment, of which he still knew nothing about.